the mental recovery as much as the physical on such a short week, especially when you know you have a physical opponent coming in?
Well, I think we all here know the next 3 weeks is going to be pretty tough for us, so we have to move on. You know, we have to look at the things that we could get better from in the game Monday night, but definitely look forward to another tough team, which the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing for something as well. So it's going to be a very intense game this Sunday.
It's good to be at home, isn't it? I mean, back home after a long road trip?
Absolutely. You know, we've been on the road quite a bit this season, so anytime we can get at home, especially with the games having such heavy implications on them, you know, we definitely love to have our home crowd.
What is the key against that Steelers defense? I mean, they do multiple things. They do different things. I guess it's a lot of recognition, isn't it, the line of scrimmage?
It's big for us to communicate. You know, our center, quarterback, myself, everyone that's in protection, we need them to be on all of them the same page, make sure that we're seeing things the same way. You know, Dick LeBeau has done a great job over the years of confusing guys and making sure that his defensive teams are very heady and smart about what they do and how they execute their defense.
See, I know there's no moral victories, but I would think that you guys probably feel a little better about yourselves in here than, say, the Saints do after the way they play. You're still tied for that division lead with y'all holding the tiebreaker. But can you, when you have a performance like that in the second half, is there something you can build off of or give you a better feeling even though it was a loss?
Well, in the last 2 weeks, I think we faced two of the top NFC teams. And I think, you know, we came out 1-1. Obviously, we would like, you know, to win both games, but seeing that we've, the last eight quarters of football, we've faced two very good teams, and I think we are played well. We can always get better. We can all grow as a team, but that's good to know that this late in the season, you have young guys still gelling up front in the offensive line. They're actually looking really good right now. And, you know, us as a team overall, defense is swarming to the ball, creating turnovers, and special teams as well. Devin, I mean, every phase of the game, we're all getting better at, and we have guys that are able to make plays.
Is Polamalu still one of the best?
Absolutely. He's a future Hall of Famer, a guy that I've been facing a long time, even when he was at USC. So I've played Polamalu for quite a long time, and he has a great deal of respect for me.
What makes him so good?
He's very smart. He has a nose for the football. He understands the game of football pretty well. He's very instinctive. You know, those are things you can't teach a guy, and he, you know, and as well, Dick LeBeau gives him free range. You know, if he sees a play and he thinks he can make it, he's able to do it.